Okay, it's a week left to Hanukkah, so we'll start the Hanukkah Dinim. First of all, the story of Hanukkah took place in the middle of the second Beis Hamikdash. The story of Purim happened before the story of Hanukkah, about 200 years before the story of Hanukkah. The story of Purim happened right before the building of the second Beis Hamikdash. Hanukkah happened midway through the second Beis Hamikdash. Now, the first Beis Hamikdash stood 410 years. Then they had 70 years of Golus Bavel. And then the second Beis Hamikdash stood for 420 years. So Purim happened right before the building of the second Beis Hamikdash at the end of the 70 years. And the story of Hanukkah happened midway through the second Beis Hamikdash when the Jews were under the Greek rule. And they made a lot of decrees against the Yidden. And the Bnei Hashmonai, who were very, very few, Matasyo and his children Mamish were a handful of people, and they fought against the mighty Greek army, and they won the battle. There's a machlekes in the Rishenim between the Rambam and Meiri, when did they actually win the war? Was it Chav Dalet Kislev or Chav Hei Kislev? The Rambam learns it was Chav Hei Kislev when they finished the war. The Meiri learns, and this is the way a lot of people learn, that it was on the 24th day of Kislev. And they rested Chanu Chafei, which is acronym for Hanukkah, Chanu Chafei, they rested on the 25th, means that they finished the battle the 24th, and the 25th they rested. Now, obviously, as everybody knows, they came into the Beis HaMikdash, they found all the oil was impurified, defiled, they finally found one jug with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, and that lit for 8 days. So therefore, the Chacham said, you have to celebrate the Yom Tov of Hanukkah for 8 days. So Hanukkah is so important that a person, even a poor person, who is completely supported from tzedakah, has to go beg to get money to buy candles or oil. They even have to sell their garments to be able to buy money for the oil. And the person, according to certain opinions, some people say you even have to hire yourself out to make money, to be able to get money for Hanukkah candles or oil. Now, before you light Hanukkah candles, a half an hour before the time, which we'll learn what the time is and when you have to light the Hanukkah candles, but a half an hour before lighting time, you're not allowed to eat a type of a meal. You can have a snack, but you can't eat a meal. You're not allowed to do work. You're also not allowed to even learn. Now, people that have a set shiur, like between Mincha and Maariv, then they're allowed to learn. But even then, it says you shouldn't go into the depth of it, because you might get so carried away with the learning that you're going to forget to light the Hanukkah candles. Huh? Lamp clock is not going to help too much. If you have people reminding you, then Halacha says it helps.
Same thing with supper.
Huh?
Same thing with supper.
Yeah, if you have supper, and not only that, if you're in the middle of supper and it comes a time that you have to bench Hanukkah, you have to stop eating and go light Hanukkah candles.
Even on a regular day,
when it's
not allowed to eat.
Hanukkah is, in fact, a little bit stricter. Because it's Pesum and Nisa, it has, even though Krishna is Minatera, but in certain respects, Hanukkah is even stricter. Now, before the lighting of the Menorah, you're supposed to gather all the people in the household together, that they should publicize the miracle of Hanukkah lights. Also, they have to listen to the brachas and see the candle lighting itself. Now, obviously, before a person lights the Hanukkah menorah, they have to have in mind that they want to do the mitzvah of Hanukkah candles. And the Paskim discuss that even though that the mitzvahs need kavana only by biblical mitzvahs, but many authorities say by mitzvah drabbanim you still need, some people say by Hanukkah you still need it, whatever, but people have to be aware that they're doing the Hanukkah candles. Some people have a minig, it's not our minig, but some people have a minig that when they light Hanukkah candles they wear Shabbos clothing. Our minig is that you don't wear Shabbos clothing, but you wear a gartel, obviously, and you to light the menorah. Now, what are the brachas of the Hanukkah menorah? So the first thing, as everybody knows,
Friday,
Well, Friday, this year, the first light is the Friday night, so obviously you wear Shabbos clothing because of Shabbos. Even though technically not, because what happens if you light the menorah earlier, and then you get dressed, and you have a whole lot of oil to last a long time. Practically speaking, you're right. You end up wearing Bigdei Shabbos because it's almost Shabbos. Now, the first night, you make three brachas. Now, the first bracha, L'adik Ner, there's three opinions what the bracha is. One opinion is Ladikner Shal Chanukah, another opinion is Ladikner Chanukah, and another opinion is Ladikner Shel Chanukah. That it's one word, Shel Chanukah. Now, our custom is, according to Kabbalah, to make the bracha, and this is the Rambam's version also, Ladikner Chanukah. Why do we say Ladikner Chanukah, and by Shabbos we say Ladikner Shel Shabbos? Why by Shabbos do you say Shel and by Chanukah not? So one of the explanations, and I'll beside the Kabbalistic things, but in Halacha the reason is as follows, that by Shabbos the candles are made to have benefit from. The purpose of Shabbos candles is that you should see what you're eating and you shouldn't trip over anything. So therefore they're not really Shabbos, they're Shel Shabbos. That means they're for Shabbos. But it's not that Shabbos and the Licht are the same thing. By Chanukah, with Asel Ishtamish La'edo, where you're not allowed to benefit from the candles, you're not allowed to benefit from the light. So the whole Chanukah, the whole light is Chanukah. It's nothing else. It's not used for anything else but for Chanukah. So therefore, the halachic reason is you say La'adikner Chanukah, and by Shabbos you say La'adikner Shal Shabbos. Yeah?
Yeah. If you have a Shabbos table, and at the end of the table you have the regular Shabbos candles to light. Now where do you light the Chanukah candles if you can't have another from them?
You light them where you light them a whole week. Wherever you light them a whole week is where you light them on Chanukah. I mean Shabbos, what's the difference?
Shabbos, you light them on a table, but I'm talking about the Chanukah.
Where do you light the Chanukah candles a whole week?
I'm talking about Friday night.
I'm saying there's no difference. Wherever you light them during the week, that's where you light them Friday night.
Light them next to the candelabra?
You can technically light them next to, even though the custom is either in the window or our custom is in the doorway. But technically, if somebody lights the Chanukah candles next to the Shabbos candles, you're yaitza the mitzvah. Because you're still not benefiting from the Chanukah candles, you're benefiting from the Shabbos candles.
Okay.
And that's one of the reasons why Halacha says, why do you have a Shabbos? Why do you have a Shabbos by the Chanukah candles? It's not only to light the candles. Mm-hmm. That in case somebody benefits from the candles, it's considered that you're benefiting from the Shabbos rather than from the other candles. So if you're lighting next to the Shabbos candles, it's fine?
The door is opposite the mezuzah.
Huh? If you're lighting them in the doorway, you light them opposite the mezuzah. Unless if you don't have a mezuzah. If you don't have a mezuzah, then you light them on the right side. That's what Halacha paskens. Because Halacha says, in the Gemara we're going to learn, when we learn the Gemara during Chanukah, there's two opinions. Where do you, if you do it in the doorway, do you light it on the left or on the right?
Going into the house or going out of the house?
No, whatever way the mezuzah is.
I'm saying,
whatever way the whichever side the mezuzah is, that's the right side. So that shaila is, the Gemara has two opinions. One opinion says you light them on the right, meaning on the same side of the mezuzah. Another opinion, the Gemara says you light it on the left side. Okay, and then so the Gemara paskins the halacha is that you light it on the right side and the left side. I'm sorry, why that you should have mezuzah on the right and Chanukah candles on the left, and you should be surrounded with mitzvahs. The other opinion says, why do you light it on the right? Because right is more choshev than left. So if you're lighting the menorah, you light it on the right. But the other opinion, and that's the halacha, is because the mezuzah is on the right, so the Chanukah is on the left, to be surrounded. But therefore, poskim right. What happens, Lamarshal, if you're in a hotel, or you just moved into a house and there's no mezuzah, for whatever reason it is, you light it tuck on the right side. And there's even a remez to it in Torah. Not to, if there's no mezuzah. There's a remez in Chumash. There's a remez in Chumash that you put the mezuzah on the right and the Chanukah candle on the left. The Matamesha brings it down. It says in Parshas Miketz, this year it's interesting, we have two Shabbos Chanukahs this year. Vayeshev and Miketz, because there's two Shabbos Chanukahs. But most of the years, when you have one Shabbos Chanukah, most of the time is Parshas Miketz. So the third word of Miketz is Ahi Miketz Shnasayim Yamim Upari Chelim Vina Emir Ala Yared. So the word Shnasayim is spelled Shin Nun Sof Yud Mem. So it's a Rosh Tevis. Smel Ner Tadlik Yemin Mezuzah. So the Rem is in Chumash that smell ner tadlik, that on the left you light the ner, and yamin, and the right side you put the mezuzah. What?
As you said before about the shamish, so on that, for that reasoning, if the shamish goes out, you should light it again. In case somebody uses benefits from the light.
Yeah, but nowadays, you have electric lights, so it's different. So therefore, the minig is, it goes out. No. I mean, you know, because even the licht itself, technically, if you had enough oil and they go out, you don't have to relight them. If you didn't put it by a windy place.
If it's before the time.
Then you don't have to either. The minig is to relight it, you don't have to. Because al pi din hadlaka is a mitzvah when you lit it, and you lit it properly, and there was enough oil, and it wasn't next to a wind, it just went out because the wick fell down or whatever. So al pi din you don't have to relight it.
But after you light it, you have to sit by it.
A minig is to sit by it for half an hour, but we'll get into that.
But aren't you enjoying it when you're sitting by it?
No, you look at, you're not benefiting from the light. You look to see the lesson that the Hanukkah candles, that the story that the Hanukkah lichtelach are telling you. Every candle has a story. That's what the Tzaddik Rebbe said. If to listen to the story that the Hanukkah lichtelach are telling you.
You
can look at the candles for half an hour. You can sit there and learn. You can learn if you want. The minig is to sit by the candles for half an hour.
You don't have to look at them for half an hour.
You could look at them too. It depends what you're thinking about when you look at them. If you think about the lesson of Hanukkah, which is a lot of lessons from Hanukkah, so then it's a very good thing. Now there's also an emes in the Matamesha. The Matamesha brings down an emes for the order of the three brachas. First you make the bracha ladikner Hanukkah, and then you say Sha'asun Nisum Laviseinu, and then you say Shechionu V'kimonu V'gionu L'zmanazeh. So the Matamesha brings down that emes in the Chumash. When the Yidden started sinning, the Eibishter started bringing the Nechoshim, started biting the Yidden. So the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu, came to Hashem and said there was an epidemic, the snakes were biting everybody. So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu like this, Asei lecho saraf, v'simei sei al neis, v'hoya kol anoshuch, v'hibit al nechashos nocheshes v'choy. The Eibishter said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Asei lecho saraf, make for yourself an image of a snake, v'simeisei al neis, and put it on a banner, and whoever gets bitten and will look at it for chay and they'll live. So Matamesha brings down as follows: asei lecha sarof is sreifa, that's lahadlikner. V'simeisei al neis, that she'asen nisim laviseinu. V'hoya kol anoshich v'hibet al nechasher nechashes v'chay is shechiyanu. So even in the Chumash, there's an order. First, Sarof, which is Sreifa Lahadlik, and then you have Simeisei Alneis, which is Shosin Nisim, and then you have Vachoy, which is the union of Shechiyonu V'kimanu. What?
What's the possibility to learn out that the Shama should be higher?
Sreifa Mem Demimalai. We're not there yet. No. We're not there yet. Now, on the first night, you make three brachas because you make Shechiyonu. And the other nights, you make two brachas, because you don't make Shechiyonu. What happens if somebody didn't light the first night for whatever reason it is, and they lit it for the first time on the second night? So then you have to make a Shechiyonu on the second night. I mean, for whatever reason it is, if you make a bracha, you have to make it the first time you're lighting. Okay, this is the text of the bracha. Hanukkah, the Friday night, well, there's two Fridays, there's two Friday nights of Hanukkah. Now, the Hanukkah licht have to burn a half an hour into the night, which means a half an hour after Tzeis HaKechovim. Now, if you count, normally the proper zman is Tzeis HaKechovim is an hour after the candle lighting. Tzeis HaKechovim. Then it has to burn another half an hour. So technically, the candles have to burn an hour and a half, because you light them at candle lighting. It's 18 minutes to Shkia. To be machmir, let's say it's 42 minutes from Shkia to Tzeis HaKechovim. Like after Shabbos, you wait an hour after candle lighting for Shabbos to be over. So why? Because 42 minutes is the zman lahachmir. Some people machmir more, but whatever. To be machmir for the zman. So if you light candles, let's say this coming week, candle lighting is 26. So you have to light candles late is 4:25, because 4:26 you already have to bend Shabbos candles. So it has to burn an hour and a half. So basically it should burn to 5 to 6. The hour from 4:25 to 5:25, and then another half an hour. So if you're talking about the regular Hanukkah candles, there's no way they're going to burn. They burn maximum 35, 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. You're not yet to the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have oil, the best thing to do halachically is take a regular Shabbos candle. Regular, the women like the Shabbos candles. And that burns, let's say, 2.5 hours. And you use that as a Hanukkah candle. It won't fit into the menorah, but you just stick it on a piece of aluminum foil. You don't need a menorah. You can use anything. So you put the candle down. The Shabbos doesn't matter. The Shabbos, you can use a little candle. Because the Shabbos is not that important.
I think Munchies now has a candle with a menorah that you can put the regular candle
in. All the shul menorahs that they let are already thicker. That Bechlal, oil menorah, you know, it's big enough to put a regular candle, not a Hanukkah candle, but regular Shabbos candles. Now they sell in the stores Shabbos Hanukkah candles that are longer. They pack it fit into the menorah, to the Hanukkah menorah, but they're much longer. And they're thicker, so they burn the proper amount of time. But the regular Hanukkah candles that you buy from the boxes of 44 is not going to last more than 35, 40 minutes, and it really has to burn at least an hour and a half, not at least, an hour and a half.
For Friday night,
it has to burn an hour and a half. So either a person uses oil, and if they can't use oil, they should use, and push to take a simple Shabbos candle, and do that better, because at least there'll be Yetzer the Mitzvah. And otherwise they won't, not only they won't be Yetzer the Mitzvah, they're going to see a bracha in vain. Right. How do you make a bracha, Ladik Rechanukah, if you're not being, you're fulfilling the mitzvah, because it's not burning the proper amount of time? The other day it has to burn at least a half an hour after nightfall. So if you light after night, if you light the candles, it burns a half an hour. You have enough. We'll get into that, when it's better to light. It depends who, what, when, where. Depends on a lot of issues. Are you going to daven out with a minyan? Don't you daven out with a minyan? Where are you going to light? How big are the candles? That's a lot of issues. Okay.